Thank you and good morning. Eureka police officers responded to a report of an armed robbery at a liquor store in the 1500 block of 5th Street on Monday night. When officers reached the scene, they contacted the store clerk, who said that 25-year-old McKinleyville resident Aaron King walked into the store, pulled out a handgun in an attempt to rob the store, and then pulled the trigger several times, but the gun malfunctioned each time. The clerk then said he fought back against King, and a customer pulled the gun from King's grasp before two more customers entered and helped to keep King pinned to the floor until police arrived. King was booked for attempted murder, robbery, and assault with a firearm and booked into county jail. The firearm was determined to have been stolen during a residential burglary in Eureka. The sheriff's office has issued a be on the lookout for 49-year-old Robert Dale Sears and 40-year-old Denise McClure, who are wanted in connection with an armed robbery and assault at a residence on Hayrake Lane in Lolita on Monday afternoon. When deputies reached the scene, they contacted the victim, who said that Sears and McClure had smashed a glass sliding door to gain entry. Sears then allegedly fired a shot at the victim from a handgun and then pistol-whipped him, while McClure assaulted him as well. The victim reports they stole electronic devices and then fled the scene in a gray SUV. The victim sustained minor injuries during the incident, and Sears and McClure remain at large. The sheriff's office has released booking photos of the pair, and Sears is wanted for burglary, assault with a firearm, and robbery, and McClure is wanted for burglary, robbery, assault, and domestic violence. McClure is the victim's ex-girlfriend. The Fortuna Police Department and the County DUI Task Force will conduct a maximum enforcement period on Thursday, St. Patrick's Day. Officers will focus on removing impaired and dangerous drivers from roadways, and if you want to party and enjoy the holiday, you are encouraged to make arrangements for a designated driver. It's not just drivers, however. Pedestrians who have had too much to drink can put themselves and others in danger as well by walking in roadways, so use caution and common sense Thursday night. Jordan Christmas has news from Fortuna.
The Fortuna Police Department, along with numerous state agencies, participated in a statewide decoy shoulder tap operation over the weekend. The program involves a minor decoy standing outside of the store under the supervision of law enforcement, and the minor will ask adults to purchase alcohol. If the adult agrees and purchases alcohol for the decoy, they are placed under arrest. During the operation, Fortuna police arrested four people, and statewide, the operation saw over 300 people placed under arrest.
Thank you, Jordan. Trinity County and Caltrans work crews have established alternate routes. After a 100-yard section of Highway 3 north of Rush Creek Road near Weaverville washed out due to a landslide, the Trinity County Board of Supervisors has declared a state of emergency as both the north and southbound lanes of the highway have been cut off. The County Department of Transportation has requested additional assistance from the State Office of Emergency Services as well as from Shasta County. Motorists who plan to drive in that direction are advised to avoid the area. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Recent headlines have featured stories about butane hash lab explosions, pipe bombs, or a meth lab or two that needs to be dealt with. And the people who deal with those potentially deadly situations in many cases are the members of the County Hazardous Materials Team. The local hazmat team is stationed with Humboldt Bay Fire, and Fire Chief Bill Gillespie provided some details about the hazmat unit and its service in Humboldt and Del Norte counties.
It's primarily made up of members of Humboldt Bay Fire. We host the hazardous materials response team. We've also got other members from County Environmental Health that act as technical references. They're specialists in certain areas. But if we got to do any kind of an entry, it's our personnel that are suiting up and going in.
Any fire scene or traffic collision or industrial accident presents all sorts of dangers to any victims and to first responders. Gillespie pointed to a chemical-related suicide in Petrolia as an instance when the hazmat experts are needed on scene.
Petrolia Fire had got on scene, and through CAL FIRE, they said, hey, we pulled this person out, CPR, but we've got fumes and vapors coming out of the car. The individual had set something up that the aspect then to try and get people in suits so you can get a sample, so you can test and find out what are we dealing with now in this vehicle.
Gas and diesel spills, cleanup of chemical spills after an accident, or responding to a butane hash lab explosion are all scenarios where the county hazmat team and their expertise are required. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.